The blessings of Eid al-Fitr. In the name of God, the All-Compassionate, the All-Merciful. Salam and welcome to the program. Heartiest congratulations to our dear listeners on the auspicious occasion of Eid al-Fitr. May God accept your fast and all other acts of worship for the blessed month of Ramadan. Please stay with us for a special feature on this occasion. Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, by the command of God Almighty, designated the first of Shawwal as Eid al-Fitr, on which the faithful give as charity to the poor the fitriye, which for each person is 3 kilograms of staple food eaten during Ramadan, such as wheat, rice, or dates. Most people give the equivalent in money of the said figure for the benefit of the poor sections of the society. The Prophet's first infallible successor, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace upon him, in one of his sermons on the occasion of Eid al-Fitr, has compared this great with the day of resurrection, saying that after a month of fasting, the virtuous are rewarded by God on this day, while the disobedient become disappointed. The Imam says that our loving Creator forgives the past sins of those who had been obedient to His commandments. Imam Ali, peace upon him, cautions the believers against the waywardedness and exhorts them to properly think of the future so as to spend the rest of the year in obedience to the commandments of God Almighty. The ulema and scholars of Islam, in line with the teachings of the Prophet and the infallible Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, have elaborated on the importance of this day. For instance, the late Gnostic Mirza Jawad Agha Malaki Tabrizi, who passed away a century ago and for decades taught ethics at the Islamic Seminary in Holy Najaf, Iraq, and later in Qom, Iran, during the Constitutional Revolution, has said about Eid al-Fitr, "It is the day chosen by God to grant gifts to His servants by giving them the opportunity of supplicating in the divine court for forgiveness of sins, solution to their problems, and seeking fulfillment of their lawful, legal, and rational wishes. God's promise is true, and He grants them much more than they could imagine." He has also said that one should abstain from sins and a life of ignorance that deprives them of the spiritual bounties of God. He, however, has cautioned the people against the despondency or a feeling of despair, saying that on the day of Eid al-Fitr, the mercy of God engulfs even those that had not properly observed the rules of fasting or may have sinned in the month of Ramadan out of weakness of character. And if such people repent and seek forgiveness on the day of Eid al-Fitr, Almighty Allah would forgive them. As for those who observed piety and strictly adhered to the rules of fasting and commandments of God during Ramadan, the reward on the day of Eid al-Fitr is manifold, and the All-Merciful Lord appreciates their good deeds, further opens the doors of guidance for them, affords them more opportunities to do good, and places them amongst His Selected Servants. In view of these facts, the best group of believers is that which has experienced the sweetness of God's favors by responding to His invitation to fast and to strive for attaining the proximity of the Lord Most High. The reward reserved for such people in afterlife is perpetual bliss as well as blessings that none can imagine and which no eyes have seen. Ramadan, with all its glories, has come to its end, but on a tragic note, especially for the people of Gaza who are being subjected to genocide by the Zionists. The world is watching in silence as men, women, and children are being massacred. In Afghanistan, the godless Takfiri terrorists are making life miserable for Muslims. Under the circumstances, it is our duty to pray for the deliverance of Muslims worldwide on the day of Eid al-Fitr all over the world, including in India, where anarchist elements are openly calling for genocide of monotheists. As taught by Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, Muslims on the day of Eid al-Fitr gather in vast multitudes to offer the special 2 rak'at Eid prayer, which is obligatory under certain conditions, and its time is sunrise till noon. It is prayed in congregation. Women are exempted from this prayer, but if they are inclined, there is no restriction for them to pray. We present you the translation of the Qunut supplication of the Eid prayer. O Allah, Lord of magnificence and greatness, and Lord of generosity and overwhelming power, and Lord of pardon and mercy, we implore you for the sake of this day, which you have appointed as a festival for the Muslims and for Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, as a reminder, a distinction, an honor. So bless Muhammad and the progeny of Muhammad and admit me to all the bounties to which you have admitted Muhammad and the progeny of Muhammad, and keep me away from all evils from which you have kept away Muhammad and the progeny of Muhammad. May your blessings be upon him and his progeny. I beg of you of the best which has been asked for by your virtuous good servants, and I seek your protection from all those evils from which your sincere servants have sought your protection.